神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Good to be with you again.
很高兴跟您在一起。
We talked about the characteristics of a leader.
我们谈过领袖的特质。
We spoke about how they must be honest and dependable.
我们谈过领袖应该是可信任的。
They should have an attractiveness about them.
他们有一种吸引力。
Committed to what they're doing.
而且他们要委身于他们所做的。
Being able to communicate their thinking.So that others can follow it.
而且要把自己的想法懂得把它表达出来，让别人可以跟随他。
They must be capable and competent.
领袖要有一种能力，然后可以把它完成。
They must have courage to step out so others will follow them.
有勇气可以踏出去，好让别人可以跟着他。
We said they need to be generous. They need to be able to give.And be able to show their thanks to others.
一个领袖，好的领袖也要懂得怎么样给予，怎么样分享。
They must have drive and ambition.
他们要有那种理想，要有野心，可以驱使自己去做。
A good listener, that the other person knows that they're understanding what they're saying.
好的领导人物要懂得倾听，而且要了解别人在讲什么。
Being teachable.Is a wonderful characteristic.
有受教的心是一个很好的特质。
And problem solving is part of the true character of a leader.
懂得怎么样来解决问题也是一个好的领导人物的特质。
We know that relationship matters, so we must get along with people.
那人跟人的关系也很重要，所以跟人有很好的相处也是很重要的。
And if you're going to lead other people, you must have self-discipline so that.You can lead yourself.
如果你要领导别人的话，你自己就要自己懂得怎么样管理自己。
A leader is one who is responsible, who carries the load and shows others by their example.
领导需要是一个负责任、懂得担当的一个人，然后自己成为别人的榜样。
And then a leader is one that deals with the whole person, the ones that they work with, they are servants to them.
一个领导人物是要对别人帮他做事的人是全人的一种一起同事，而且呢，要是一个可以服侍人的人。
Now you may have the characteristics of a leader, or at least some of them.
或许你有这其中的一些特质。
But now you must, think about how do I lead?
那接下来我们要想一想，我该如何的来领导呢
？We can't just say we're a leader.
那不能说呢，不是只有这样说，我是一个领导人物。
And maybe put in that position.
把我自己放在一个领导的位置。
Your leadership is determined by how effective you are.
所谓的领导不是只有那个位置，而是要在于你的那种果效，你的影响力有多大。
How you're able to transfer your vision or what you're to do to your workers or to your other people.
你有没有能力把你的意向把你的理想把它传递到给你帮你做事的人
Then you must have the capacity or be capable of influencing others
然后你也要那种可以影响别人的那种影响力
Actually this is very important
这是很重要的
That you're able to get across what you think or what you see is needed and be able to influence the others to see that also.
你看到应该做的你看到有一些需要那你要把这一些去影响到别人也要这样子看这样来做。
Now, you must remember as a leader, you develop daily, not all in one day, but over a period of time, so you must gain experience.
所以你要记得，领袖不是一天能够成的。所以呢，你要慢慢的把它建立发展起来，然后借着很多的经验累积起来。
I spoke before of the young man who wanted to be boss, but he didn't want to work for it.
我曾经讲过，有个年轻人，他总是喜欢当老板，但是呢，却不喜欢工作。
Do you know developing is a beautiful thing?
建造发展是很美的。
I know the farmer understands what I mean.
一个农夫懂得我这句话的意思。
There he has a peach tree.
比如说呢，他有一棵桃树。
And he sees the blossoms begin.
他看到在开花了。
And then the small little fruit.
小小的啊，桃子结出来了。
And it begins to grow and mature until it's a luscious, delicious peach.
一直到这个桃子越来越大，然后熟了，然后非常的漂亮。
It's beautiful to see a leader be able to blossom out and to grow and see how he is taking it step by step.
一样的，看到一个领导人物，他就这样子像那个植物的成长一样。啊，果子的成熟一样，一步一步的在成熟，是很美的。
You see, a leader, and to lead people, you must be able to chart the course. You must be able to see the beginning and follow it through all the way to the end.
一个领导人物有一个全盘的计划，比如说呢，从头开始你就看到他的过程，还有呢，你要啊，一直到结束。
You see, anybody can steer a car and go straight forward and not think anything of it.
每一个人很容易就可以把那个驾驶盘开始操作，然后把车子开向前走。
But it's different when that person has to chart the course from one large city to another.
但是把这个驾驶盘操作从这一个都市开到另外一个都市，倒是有一个全盘的计划。
So you see, you must be able to plan.
所以那就是说呢，你要懂得计划。
You must be able to see the objective that you're going to reach.
你要看到以后要经过的一个过程跟你要达到的目标。
That's a good leader.
这才是一个好的领导。
That's the way that you lead.
那就是你要这样子领导，你要有计划。
You know, when a real leader speaks,People follows.
真正的领导人物一讲出来，人们就会跟着走。
One time there was a young man who was just starting to be a pastor of a church.
曾经有个年轻人刚刚要在教会里面做牧师。
In fact, I think he was a youth pastor.
那我想啊，大概他就是那个年轻人的，就是啊，是管理年轻人的牧师。
They were to have a board meeting.
那他们有一个委员会。
This was his first board meeting.
是他第一次开委员会。
He went into the room and he saw all the older people sitting around.
他一进去就看到在会议室里面坐下的人都是一些老人家。
Very inexperienced, he said to them, do you see anything that needs to be changed or needs to be different?
那他实在是没有经验，他就问他们说，你们有看到什么需要改变，需要有一些改善的呢？
One man spoke up and told him what he thought should be changed.
有一个委员就跟他讲他的观点。
And how it should be changed.
就跟他讲说应该如何来改变。
And the other people began to agree with him.
另外一个就同意那个人的讲法。
Then they decided on that change.
所以他们就决定说好，那我们就这样来决定，要这样改变。
Then the young man said again, is there anything else that we see that needs to be changed?
这个年轻的牧师他就说呢，那有没有其他的一样要改变的呢？
And the same man spoke up again.
那个讲前面那个意见的委员又讲了。
He saw another area that needed to be changed.
他又讲到另外一个领域要改变。
And suggested how it could be changed.
他也又建议说应该这样改变。
And all the people agreed with him.
其他的委员也都同意。
Soon the young preacher realized that the person that was leading this board meeting was the other man.
那后来这个年轻的牧师就看到说，原来在主导这个整个委员会的这样的一个人呢，是那一个委员，不是他自己。
When that man spoke, the people followed.
那个人一讲，大家都同意了。
He learned a very important lesson that day.
所以他就学到一点。
So remember, when you're leading, if you're a real leader, speak.So the people will follow.
所以如果你是真的领导人物的话，那么你讲，别人就会听。
You must, and I want to say must, you must build a foundation of trust.
记得我一直强调，你一定要有那种被信任的这种根基。
If those that you are leading doesn't trust you, you will never get anywhere.
如果你所在引导领导的人不信任你的话，你是到不了哪里去的。
Oh yes, maybe at the job they'll do just what they have to do and no more.
或许他们还是完成工作，但是就是做得刚刚好而已，不过比那个更好。
Because they just don't have much trust and confidence in you.
因为他们对你没有信心，他们对你没有怎么样的一个信任。
But when you build and build a trust,So that the people really trust you, they will follow you.
如果你建立了对别人对你的信任、尊重的话，那别人会跟着你的。
You know, people are much like sheep.
你知道，人的特性就像羊。
They look for someone to follow.
羊群呢，总是要找一个让他们跟的人。
And you see, people will follow people who are stronger than themselves.
那人们呢，基本上会跟着那个比较刚强的人啊，跟他一起走。
So to lead, you must have respect from them.
那一个要领导的人呢，一定要接，要有别人对他的尊重。
And once they respect you for what you are and what you can do,They will follow you.
如果他们尊重你的话，他们就会跟着你。
Then you must connect with the people.
接下来，你要跟人们有关系。
You must do it first. They will not connect with you first.
一般你的下面的人不会跟你有关系，要你自己首先跟他们建立关系。
Someone said you must touch their hearts before you can ask for their hand.
有人说呢，你先要触动、感动他们的心，你才可以用他们的手。
Now I'm talking about a real leader who knows how to lead.
我谈的是一个真正的领导，知道怎么样来领导他下面的人。
You see, sincerity is better felt than told.
诚恳比你说的话还要重要。
They know when you are sincere.
当你有诚恳的时候，他们会感受到的。
You cannot put on, my friend.
你不能假装的。
Many of you try to put on another face when you go out among people.
很多人在大众的面前会有一个面具。
But your true self will come out.
但是真正的你总是会显示出来的。
That's why if you're sincere, they will know it.
那就是为什么你有没有诚恳，他们会知道的。
One time I experienced a smile without warmth.
有一次我经历过人家对我的微笑，可是里面呢却没有温馨的感觉。
I think some of you understand what I mean.
我讲的意思你应该经验过。
Someone who smiles, but it's not from the heart.
有人跟你笑，但是不是从心里笑的。
There's no true warmth in it.
里面根本就没有跟你那种热络的感觉。
Be sincere, because people will know you.
你要很诚恳，别人会知道的。
To lead, you need a small group of potential leaders to work with you.
一个领导的人，他需要下面有一个内圈，也有领导能力的人跟你一起工作。
Men and women who you can see has some of the qualities of a leader.
不管是男是女，你看到他们有那种领导的能力。
You will need them.
你需要他们。
Without them, you're not going to grow to your full potential.
因为如果没有他们的话，你是没有办法发挥你的领导能力的。
Don't be afraid of them.
不要怕他们。
Don't be jealous of them.
也不要嫉妒他们。
Don't think they're going to steal your job.
不要以为他们会偷取你的工作。
Because if you're effective and you're a true leader, they're not going to steal your job.
只要你有影响力，只要你是有真正领袖的特质，他们不会抢走你的位置的。
But as they work with you, their leadership qualities will begin to grow.
当他们跟你的时候， 那彼此的这种领导的能力就会开始成长。
So treat them well.
对待他们好一点。
Let them help you to come to your full potential.
让他们帮助你，而且呢，因为他们让你可以发挥你所有的潜力。
Jealousy is a terrible thing.
嫉妒是一个很要不得的事情。
It cuts off relationships.
会把人的关系伤害了。
It brings false guilt.
会给你错误的一种罪恶感。
It brings unnecessary anger and bitterness.
会给你带来不必要的怒气还有苦毒。
You can have loyalty among those if you treat them well.
如果你对他们很好的话，那他们会对你很忠诚的。
If you find that there is one that is disloyal to you, don't cover it up. Don't make it a problem. Stand right out and speak to them.
如果你发现有一个人对你不忠诚的话，不要掩饰，也不要逃避，很诚实的面对他，跟他们讲。
Honesty and sincerity and being straight to the point will help in this matter.
好好的，诚恳的，而且很诚实的来对他讲，而且呢，很直接的，这样子的话，可以帮助这种情况。
Then I want to talk to you about security.
接下来要谈到安全感。
People want to feel secure.
人们有想要感觉到安全感。
And as a leader, you set that standard of security.
一个领袖要立下别人的安全感。
It's a poor leader who uses fear to make their people do things.
那一个不好的领导人物的话呢，要下面人帮他做事的时候呢，里面有担心害怕。
But if you are a secure person,
如果你是一个有安全感的人
You know what you're doing.
你知道你要做什么
You know how to get it done.
你也知道该怎么做
You will make the others feel secure.
你会让别人感到很有安全感
But if you are insecure,
如果你自己本身都没有安全感
They will know that.
他们会知道的
They will become insecure.
他们自己也会觉得不自在
They will not trust you.
他们不会信任你
And your leadership will not develop.
这样子你的领导的这样的一个能力的话就没有办法成长。
I worked for a person that was very insecure.
我曾经帮一个人做事呢，他就是很没有安全感。
You never knew which way they were going.
你不晓得他到底要做什么。
You never knew quite what they were thinking.
你也不晓得他在想什么。
They were a person who liked to please others.
然后他是那个很喜欢让每一个人都高兴的人。
And in doing this, you can't please everyone.
那当然你做事的时候没有办法满足每一个人。
And they were constantly going up and down.
所以这样的话上上下下很不稳定。
I felt very insecure.
这样我就觉得很没有安全感。
But then another leader came.
另外一个领导人物来了。
The other one retired.
前面那个退休了。
And this man was a very secure man.
这个人让你觉得非常稳固安全。
He knew his direction that he was going.
他知道他的方向是什么。
He knew how to communicate it.
他知道该怎么样跟人家沟通。
And in this, I became very secure in my work.
就这样的话，我的工作上面我就觉得很有安全感。
So think about that in yourself. Do you feel secure?
你想一想你自己，你自己有觉得有安全感吗？
Are you always worried aboutLosing your job?
还是你常常在担心会失掉你的工作?
Or losing your position?
失掉你的位置?
That you have to try to do things that are not right to keep it?
你需要做一些事情,动一些手脚来维持你的位置?
You don't have to do that.
不需要这样子。
A real leader is his security comes from within him.
真正的领导人物,他里面有内处,很深处的安全感。
Because he knows what he wants.
因为他知道他要什么。
He knows the direction to go.
他知道他的方向是什么。
How to get there.
他也知道如何到达到目标。
And what he expects at the end of the road.
那他也知道他所期待的是什么。
This is a secure leader.
这是一个有安全感的领导人物。
Now,What you need to do also, and this is where many people fail, you need to look for potential leaders.
这一方面呢，有很多人会失败，因为呢，就是要找到别人的这种领导潜力。
And then you begin to develop them.
你也帮助他们能够成长发展。
In a sense, you raise them up.
好像你在培养他们。
As a mother would a child.
就像一个妈妈在喂养孩子一样。
You want them to learn from you.
你要他们从你学习。
And as they do, they will take on a bit of your identity.
他们会从你这一边找到一种认同。
And there'll always be someone there that can lead the leadership.
这样子你就啊，常常会有一个人可以帮你领导。
In the Bible, there was a man named Moses.
圣经里有一个叫做摩西的人。
God chose him to lead the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt.
上帝拣选摩西要把在埃及当奴隶的这一群以色列人带出来。
It was over a million people.
他要带领上百万的人。
He had to take them through the wilderness.
需要带他们经过一个旷野。
To the land that God had promised them.
然后带他们到上帝要给他们的啊应许的地方。
Sometimes he had a rough time with them.
有时候他带着这一群人很艰难。
They didn't want to listen.
因为他们不想服从。
They complained.
他们会抱怨。
And he had many experiences.
他有很多的领导的经验。
But there was a young man named Joshua.
其中有一个人叫约书亚。
Who seemed to follow after Moses.
他对摩西很非常的顺从。
And as the years passed, Joshua was always there with Moses.
在几年之后，几年之间呢，约书亚总是跟在摩西的身旁。
And when he died, when Moses died, Joshua became the leader of the children of Israel.
当摩西死的时候，约书亚就成为以色列人的领导人物了。
So you see,He learned, Joshua learned from Moses, and Moses taught Joshua so that he could take over the leadership.
在这个当中，摩西教导训练了约书亚，约书亚也从摩西学到以后当领袖的这样的能力。
There's another principle in leading that you must understand and remember.
另外一个领导的原则你一定要记得。
Learn that activity in itself is not always accomplishment.
记得活动节目本身不是你的成就。
You can be a very active person.
你可以成为一个很活跃的人。
Going here, going there, going all over.
到处去。
But accomplishing little.
但是呢却成就的很少。
So don't mistake activity.
所以不要把活动
for true accomplishment.
把活跃以为是你的成就。
A true leader can seem to accomplish much with very little effort.
一个真正的领导人物呢，他们不需要用很多的精力就可以成就很大的结果。
Because he's in control.
因为他控制得很好。
When I mean control, I mean he knows what he's doing.
我讲的啊，控制得很好，意思是说呢，他知道他在做什么。
He has planned it out.
他已经有计划。
Actually, he has planned it to the place where he knows when the project will finish and on what day it should be finished.
他也知道哪一天什么时候这个会到什么进度会完成。
And so it's all laid out, and he's not doing a lot of activity to look like he's busy. He's just accomplishing what he said to do.
所以他已经有心中已经有他的底子，所以呢他知道什么时候会怎么样，他就不需要用很多的活动活跃来做他的事情。
Actually, sometimes it's a little amusing to see some people who feel their leaders just running like little ants from one thing to another.
有时候你会看到有一些人呢，他们是领导的人物，可是呢，他们却是像蚂蚁在热锅上一样无事忙。
A true leader many times takes time to think and meditate and know what he's doing before he starts his activities.
一个好的领导人物，他会用很多时间来想，来计划过于他们的实际行动。
I have a friend that does some work among the children.
我有一个朋友，他在做带孩子的工作。
And while she's working, it looks like she's huffing and puffing and rushing here and rushing there. And actually, she makes me tired just watching her.
那我看着她带孩子的时候呢，等一下这里呢，那里把我看都看累了。
It seems to take so much activity to get anywhere.
好像她要做什么事都要用很多的精力。
Now, don't be a leader that tries to do that.
千万不要成为这样子的一个领导人物。
You know, one of the outstanding things that a person as a leader can do, that is to motivate others.
一个领导人物啊，如果他懂得做的话，他要懂得去启动对方的动机。
That something in your inspiration and in your desire rubs off on them, and you motivate them to get moving.
把你自己的意愿去点燃对方的启动，他愿意动的那个动机。
You know, actually, this is one of the great qualities of a teacher.
这个是老师的一种很大的特质。
You know, most anyone can stand before a class and read notes or read from a book or memorize, but it takes a great teacher to motivate.
那每一个人可以在一个课堂上面叫学生去念、去背，但是要有一个比较有能力的老师才能够去启动学生的那种学习动机。
You know how a donkey can be very stubborn.
你知道驴子是很固执的。
And he can stop on you.
他可以一下停下来。
But I wonder how we could keep that donkey moving.
那我们怎么样让这个很顽固的驴子继续的走呢？
Someone suggested this.
有人这样子建议。
To make something that you can put out in front of the donkey, and it would put a carrot on it.
拿一条红萝卜把它挂在这个驴子前面的地方。
Now that donkey is seeing that carrot.
所以这个驴子看着那一条红萝卜。
And he's wanting that carrot.
他想要吃那个红萝卜。
But he keeps moving after that carrot.
所以他就会跟着那个红萝卜继续的走。
Not really realizing that the carrot is actually hooked to him.
那他没有想到原来那个红萝卜呢是挂在他的头上。
And he keeps plodding on trying to reach that carrot.
意思是说他走到哪里那个红萝卜就移到哪里，所以呢他继续的就跟着红萝卜走。
Motivating that donkey to go.
所以那个红萝卜在启动这个驴子走路的动机。
A good motivator knows how to put the carrot out there to motivate his people to move.
所以一个懂得启动动机的人就是像那个啊，把他那个红萝卜挂在驴子前面这样子，然后让驴子可以继续走。
As you lead, don't try to do everything yourself.
当你领导的时候，不要什么事都要你自己做。
You must learn how to give the problems and burdens and what's to be done to your workers, to your followers.
你必须要把你的问题重担，还有该怎么样做成，把它分担给你下面的人。
And then once you give them that responsibility, give them room, let them develop it, let them work it out.
当你给他们这个责任的时候呢，也给他们一些空间、时间，让他们自己来处理。
I knew a leader once.That it was very hard for him to give up the authority to anyone else to finish a job.
我认识一个领导的人，他很难把自己的权力分给下面的人，而让他们自己去做，去完成。
It seemed as if he would tell you what to do, but would never give you the authority to do it.
他总是叫下面的人做什么，但是却不给他权柄去做。
This is very poor leadership.
这是不对的，不好的这种领导形态。
When you release some of the authority to one of the others, then let them go with it.
当你要下面人做事的时候，同时也把你的权力放给他们。
Your greatest leadership value is that of having someone to take your place.
一个真正好的领导人，他就是愿意有人可以取代他的位置。
You prepare them and you pass on the torch.
你预备下面的人，然后你愿意让他们来传承。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄 13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。